We've been in a series about the power of the cross and what does the death of Jesus on the cross mean to us? What does it mean to our faith? What does it mean that we know that He died on the cross and He resurrected from the dead? And a couple of weeks ago, we focused on the importance of the mind and that God wants our minds to honor Him. Some ways you can say the mind is a battleground, a place where you can be pleasing to God or displeasing. God made us. He gave us a mind. He gave us a brain. And the Bible says a lot about that. And He calls us to take every captive thought. He calls us to do something that we know we can't do ourselves. But God wants our minds to honor Him. And truly our minds are a gateway. It's a gateway to what we believe and what we allow to influence us and the decisions we make of faith based on what we hear. I mean, we all hear all kinds of perspectives and things that we can believe in and can choose to believe or not to believe. But certainly the mind is the place where we begin to filter whether or not we will believe that God exists and believe that God has something to say to us. Our minds are a gateway. I think of the scripture that says, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus." God calls us to have a mind like Jesus did, and that's pretty amazing. When you read the things that Jesus did and He said, that's a high standard. But God says that He calls His people, those who will be called Christians, those who want to follow and seek the heart of God are called to have a mind that is in Christ Jesus. Well, this morning I want to move to another area of faith, an important part of who we are, something that the Bible says a great deal about. I want this morning to talk about the heart, to talk about our heart and about decisions that we make in our heart. And just believe that God says so much about our hearts that it's got to be something that as we look at and hear what Jesus said and hear what the Bible says about our heart, that it's pretty deep and it's pretty important. The heart is where decisions are made. I believe it's the mind that we begin to filter and make choices, but it's in the depth of the heart that we choose to believe or not to believe in God. We choose to believe or not believe that God has expressed Himself in Revelation, and we have the opportunity to hear that and invite God to speak to us. What you believe and how you live out your faith comes from the heart, and the Bible has so many scriptures about the heart. And simply this morning, as we get ready for communion in about 15 minutes or so, I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about your heart and how important it is. I do want to say that about once a month we receive Holy Communion in our church. It's a reminder that Jesus died for our sins. And Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so as we think about the heart, and I'll lead into a scripture about the heart and then invite you, if you would like to receive communion today as part of your worship, as part of your seeking God's heart, invite you to do that. We practice in our church what we call open communion. That means that you don't need to be a member of this local church, but that you have made the decision to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And if you've made that decision and you're seeking to live the Christian life, I want to invite you when we partake of communion. Proverbs chapter 4 says this, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." This statement is true and deep, and God tells us early in the Bible to be very careful about our hearts. Our hearts can be damaged spiritually. Our hearts can take us away from the heart of God. But we're told here, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life." That which God gives us, and God gives us our spiritual hearts. He makes us with a body, He makes us with a soul, He makes us with a mind, He makes us with a spiritual heart and the ability to discern and to listen to the things of God. And so He tells us to be so very careful about your heart. If you're careless about the health of your heart spiritually, then you won't be very healthy, and you'll be drawn away from God. And so we need to be very careful and protect our heart. What do I mean to protect our heart? To guard it. To listen to the counsel of God about life. When we say, "God, I'm teachable. God, I can hear you. God, I'm listening to you," then we can have a spiritual heart that is healthy. But if we decide that we know everything, if we decide that we don't need God in our lives, then our hearts become unhealthy, and it leads to unhealthiness in everything that we are. I think about so many things about the heart. It's important that we keep healthy, and we think about our heart is important to God. Your heart is important to God. By that I mean your spiritual core is important to God, and He cares deeply about you. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about our heart. For one of them, we know that faith grows in the heart. It is embraced in the heart or rejected in the heart. Kind of that spiritual sense of who we are. God made us with a body. He also made us with a soul. And God knows that in that place that we call the heart, and there's so many different words that can be used to describe it, is the place that we nurture faith, and we hold on to it, and we believe in the existence of God, or we reject it. Truly, the heart is the place where we determine the authority of God in our lives. And if we start out with a heart that says, God, I believe that you're real. I believe that you exist, and I'm listening to you. It opens the door for so many things that God can say to us about who we are, about what our world is, and what God wants to do in our world. Listen to some of the words, and there are literally a couple hundred words in the Bible that's used to describe the aspect of who we are spiritually in our hearts. Listen to the word. There's a description, and Pastor Shane read a few of them last week from the story in 1 Kings of Solomon, but in that story is the term, a fully devoted heart, a heart full of joy. There's a description in the Scripture about the heart of gladness, a heart of discernment, a heart that listens, a heart that is noble, a heart that is good. All these are words to use to describe what it's like when our hearts are listening to God, a heart that is upright, a heart that is full of integrity, a heart that is full of faith, a holy heart, a broken and a contrite heart. All these words describe for us that our hearts can be in a certain condition that makes us responsive to God. Or on the other hand, there are words that describe a hard heart, a calloused heart, a prideful heart, a heart that's inclined to do evil. I think of all the both descriptions of a healthy heart and an unhealthy heart in the Scripture. There's many of them. Jesus said many things about the heart, and one of the most short and simple and most direct things He said about the heart is this: blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I believe Jesus was saying that if your heart is right and your heart is humbled before God, you will see Him and you will know Him. You will hear Him. You will understand things that otherwise you might quickly reject. You might quickly say, there is no God. But Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. When you're responsive to the Holy Spirit about right and wrong, when God's Spirit speaks to you and you're responsive to Him, you'll see who Jesus is. When Jesus reveals Himself, then you make a choice. Do I want to be like Jesus? Do I want to have the heart of the Son of God? Blessed are the pure in heart. You know, sometimes we can make a whole book out of one statement, but Jesus said it very simply here. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want you to think about in a few minutes when we receive communion, I want you to think about the call of God in your life to be pure in heart. What does that mean for you? What is it in your life that God would say to you? That Jesus, if Jesus could be right here today, as He was with the disciples when He said that, if He could be here and He could look you in the eye and He'd say to me, Wayne, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What would He be saying to me? What would He be saying to you? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There's so many scriptures about the heart. Psalm chapter 14, I'm going to read quite a few of those, many of the scriptures this morning. Psalm chapter 14 says, the fool says, in his heart there is no God. I mean, this is God's Word. Psalm chapter 14 sums it up about the choice of faith. See, the choice of faith is always ours. God will not make you believe. He won't do it. He created us somehow in His image, and He gave us a free will, and He said, I will give you evidence. I will call you to faith. I will remind you of who I am, but we must make the decision and the choice to believe in God. The fool says in his heart, there is know God. Your heart is powerful. Your heart is important spiritually. Maybe you've heard that before and you haven't thought about, but I want you to think about this morning how important your heart is. I mean, we know about how important our body's heart is, and you live long enough to know plenty about blockages and heart attacks, and you know that your heart is about the size of your fist. About. Put your fist up if you would. I don't mean right at me, but you know. I just want you to think about that. That's about the size of your heart. So do you know that your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood every day? 2,000 gallons of blood comes from this thing in here. That's a lot of fluid. Try to think about that. 2,000 gallons of blood every day flows through a normal person's heart. That's pretty strong. That's pretty amazing. I want you to, I believe the Creator has all kinds of amazing things that we might not ever think about, and just think about the importance of the heart. And all throughout the Bible we have scriptures about our heart spiritually. How important your heart is. That's pretty amazing. Your heart spiritually is just as powerful and important for you spiritually as your physical heart is in your chest. When the heart stops, you're dead. And if your heart becomes hard and it's not hearing the voice of God, then spiritually you die. The greatest commandment in the whole Bible, it was summed up in the Old Testament and summed up by Jesus when it begins with a heart. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. But it starts with a heart. You know, the greatest thing God can say to you is to love Him with all your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart. There are enough descriptions of the heart in the Bible for every day. I kind of started to count from a list and I added them up, and I know there's over 300, so that's why I said there's at least a verse about the heart for every day of the year if you wonder what God says about the importance of your heart. That's a lot. A lot of them are from the Old Testament. Some of them are from the words of Jesus, the New Testament. From the Old Testament, they're from the Psalms, they're from the prophets, they're from the Proverbs, they're from the Law of Moses. They're just all scattered throughout the Old Testament. Don't think it was just maybe a certain time that the heart was important, but all throughout the Bible, descriptions about how important our heart is are found. And from the words of Jesus, paying attention to the health of your heart. Some are about having a tender heart. There's a lot of categories you could put them in, but I just want to say to you that a lot of the scriptures are about how tender your heart is, how receptive your heart is to the Spirit of God. You might say it another way. They're about how sure you are about everything in life. They're about how you decide who's going to speak into your life, whether or not God will have the authority to put His finger on your heart and your conscience and guide you and help you to live the way that He calls you to. Many scriptures are about a tender heart toward God and toward other people for that matter. There's a lot of scriptures about the tender heart of God, which amazed me as I read them, but they talk about the tender heart of God. Here's this infinite God, but He's described in the Bible as being tender toward us. When the heart is tender, it's listening. When the heart is tending or listening, it's tender, it's loving. And when it gets hard, it becomes difficult to move through. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36. Listen to what in the Old Testament says about the heart. God says, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. The truth is, God is in the business of changing our hearts and making them tender, making them kind, making them compassionate. God wants you to have a tender heart. He will give you a new heart, a responsive heart. The word directly from the Bible, a responsive heart, a tender heart. God also, related to that, wants us to have a teachable heart. He is the potter and we are the clay. God somehow wants us to understand that God wants to shape us. He wants to mold us. God knows what we need. He knows what our potential is. He knows our lives. He knows the bubbles in the clay. He knows our weaknesses. He knows all about it, and that's why He's the one that wants to shape us. He's the one who is the potter, and He's the one that wants to shape us. God knows us. He is the potter, and we are the clay. Jesus also spoke often about the heart of man, not only in the Old Testament, but then we come to the New Testament. We read many times where we read the words of Jesus about the heart. If you just want to hear the heart of God, look at the words of Jesus. Look at the heart of Jesus. For example, Jesus talked about the heart several times in the Sermon on the Mount, which is three chapters in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where He... Go on to that next slide, would you please, Nate, about how God wants to form our hearts. And Jesus talked about that. He spoke in His parables. He spoke in the Sermon on the Mount. He just, over and over again, as Jesus walked and talked, He talked about the importance of the heart. He talked about purity. He talked about our resources. He talked about our money and our time and our talent and our treasures. Jesus said more about our treasures than He did almost any other topic. He talked about forgiveness and how important forgiveness is in our hearts and our relationships. Jesus said so many different things about the heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." What a deep thing that He said. He said, whatever you treasure in this life, your heart's going to follow. Your heart's going to hold on to. Your heart's going to follow after. Jesus also spoke about the heart and the tongue. In Matthew chapter 15, He talks about the connection between the two. He said, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and there a man is unclean. And these make a man unclean, for out of the heart, evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. Jesus was saying that it's out of our hearts that our behavior comes, our words come, the things that we say from our mouths, the tongue. If you have a problem with gossip, if you have a critical spirit, if you have a tongue that's cutting people down, it's because you've got something in your heart that's unhealthy, and God wants to take care of that. For out of the heart, Matthew chapter 12 also says, just a few chapters away, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So this morning, I want you to think about your heart. Is your heart clean before God? Is there anything that you know that God touches your conscience and He says, that's not how I want you to live. That's not how I want you to act. That's not how I want you to talk. That's not how I want you to treat other people. Jesus also talked about the importance of forgiveness. Mark chapter 18 says, for this is how your heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Again, from your heart. The ability to forgive comes from that deepest part. We are spiritual. God's able to help us to forgive. Heart issues. God wants us to have a humble heart, a responsive heart. One more scripture this morning, and then I want to invite you to come and pray and to receive communion together. Simply from Psalm chapter 139 are these words. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You notice in that verse there's both the heart and the mind. God wants to work in our thoughts, and He wants to work deep in our heart. God is the one that's able to change us. Because Jesus died on the cross, He has the power to take sin out of our lives. He has the power. He rose from the dead. He has victory over sin, and He can change us. We can try to change our attitude. We can change some behavior. But the deepest changes and the deepest parts of who we are can only take place by the power of Jesus. And He offers that power to us. He offers to take away that stuff on the inside that's not pleasing to God, and cleanse it and take it away.